안녕하십니까.
Hello, everyone.
반갑습니다.
It's good to see you.
즐거우셨습니까?
Oh, did you have a good time?
객석에 조명 좀 안 줍니까? 예, 좀. 예. 성경 말씀부터 읽겠습니다.
Okay, let us read from the Bible.
요한복음에 있는 말씀입니다.
Let us read from the words in the book of John.
요한은 예수님의 제자 요한으로부터 쓴 책인데요.
John was recorded by John, who was a disciple of Jesus.
아주 좋은 책입니다.
It's a very, very good book.
여러분 인생에 굉장히 큰 도움을 될 수 있는 책입니다.
It's a book that will be very helpful to your life.
요한복음 5장 있는 말씀 읽겠습니다.
We'll read from the words in John chapter 5.
요한복음 5장 1절 말씀부터 읽습니다.
John chapter 5 from verse 1.
잘하셨습니까?
Are we there?
예. 그 후에 유대인의 명절에서 예수께서 예루살렘에 올라가십니다.
After this, there was a feast of the Jews, and Jesus went up to Jerusalem.
예루살렘에 있는 양문 곁에 히브리 말로 베데스다 하는 못이 있는데 거기 행각 다섯이 있고.
Now there is a Jerusalem by the sheep market, a pool which is called in the Hebrew tongue Bethesda, having five porches.
그 안에 많은 병자, 소경, 절뚝발이, 혈기 많은 자들이 누워 물의 동함을 기다리니.
In these lay a great multitude of impotent folk, of blind, halt, withered, waiting for the moving of the water.
이는 천사가 그 모세들로 물을 통하게 한 동안 후에 먼저 들어가 어떤 병을 낫게 됩니다.
For an angel went down, set a certain season into the pool and troubled the water. Whosoever then first after the troubling of the water stepped in was made whole of whatsoever disease he had.
거기 38년 된 병자가 있다.
And a certain man was there which had an infirmity 38 years.
예수께서 그 누운 것을 보고 병이 벌써 오랜 줄 아시듯이 네가 낫고자 하느냐.
And when Jesus saw him lie and knew that he had been now a long time in that case, he said unto him, Wilt thou be made whole?
병자가 대답한 주여 물이 동할 때 나를 다른 못에 넣어줄 사람이 없어 내가 가는 동안 다른 사람 먼저 내려가나이다.
The impotent man answered him, Sir, I have no man when the water is troubled to put me into the pool, but while I am coming, another steppeth down before me.
예수께서 가라 일어나 내 자를 들고 걸어가라 하시니.
And Jesus saith unto him, Rise, take up thy bed and walk.
그 사람이 곧 나와서 자를 들고 걸어가니라 이날은 안식일이니.
And immediately the man was made whole, took up his bed and walked. And on the same day was the Sabbath.
여러분 제 얼굴 잘 보입니까?
Everyone, can you see my face?
전 여러분 좀 어두운 얼굴 잘 안 보이는 편입니다.
Right now it's dark, so I can't see your face very well.
여러분 뒤쪽에 불이 쓰건지 모르지만.
Maybe because the light is behind you.
여러분 얼굴 잘 안 보입니다.
I cannot see your faces very well.
만일에 여러분들이 여기 여학생들이 결혼을 했는데
you know, if the girl students here, suppose you got married,
결혼해서 이제 산다면 남편하고 아내가 둘이 살 때 제일 큰 문제가 뭐라고 생각하십니까?
And so when you are living with your husband, what big problems do you think you'll run into?
물론 돈도 필요하고요.
Of course you're going to need money.
좋은 집도 있어야겠고.
You're going to need a nice house.
자동차도 있어야겠고.
You're going to need a car.
음식도 이런 거 필요하지요.
You're going to need food. You're going to need those things.
아무리 그런 거 갖추었다 할지라도.
But even though you have all those things.
아내하고 남편은 마음이 모든 면에 다르면.
You know, the husband's and wife's heart is different in every way.
막 그건 견딜 수 없을 정도로 고통스럽고 슬픈 것 같습니다.
If that's the case, it would be unbearably painful and sad.
그럼 여러분 대부분 생각할 때 내가 결혼해서 남편하고 마음을 맞추면 되지.
The most people think, well, I'll just get married and you know make my heart get along with my husband.
내가 아내를 사랑하는데 아내를 좋게 못할 이유가 뭐야?
You know, I love my wife. No, there's no reason I wouldn't be good to my wife.
그런 생각들을 많이 합니다.
That is what most people simply think.
그러나 결혼해 살다 보면 절대 그렇지 않습니다.
But when you get married and live life, that is absolutely not the case.
별다른 차이가 없는데 아내하고 남편 두 가지 다른 의견을 가지고 같은 경우가 많고.
Oftentimes, over something small, husband and wife have different opinions and they fight.
대화하기 전 그냥 대화하고 난데 그냥 서로 짜증이 나고 화가 나고 막 마음이 슬플 때가 많이 있습니다.
And over something petty, you're talking all of a sudden, you get upset, offended, and your heart gets very frustrated.
그런 일을 만나면 대부분 사람들 그냥 고민하다가
when people run into these things, they just worry about it.
문제 해결 같이 이야기하다 또 문제가 되고 또 문제가 결국 이제 이혼하고 그런 경우가 많이 있습니다.
And then they try to talk over it, try to talk over it, and try to, and then they can't, and often they get divorced.
여러분 혹시 여러분 다른 사람에게 존경을 받아서 다른 웃는 얼굴 여러분 대해줄 때 여러분 기쁘게 할 때 정말 행복하지요.
You know when other people respect you and they treat you with smiling faces and treat you well, it makes you happy.
아 여러분 저분은 나한테 정말 잘해줬어.
Wow, that person was so good to me.
나도 앞으로 다른 사람에게 저런 사람, 저 사람 내가 그렇게 해야겠구나.
I too should become somebody like that to other people.
그런 생각을 가지고 인생을 산다면
if you live through life with that kind of a thought
인생 삶이 굉장히 달라져 좋아질는지 모릅니다.
Then life may change so much and make it so much better.
근데 사람인들이 사는 가운데 그렇지 않는 경우가 굉장히 많습니다.
But so often times that is not the case when people are living through life.
그래서 여러분 성경은 그런 부분에 대해서 우리에게 자세하게 이야기해 줍니다.
And the Bible is telling about those things in detail to us.
우리가 성경을 표면적이면 아주 단순하고
And so the Bible on the outside is very simple.
우리 마음에 잘 모르는 이야기들이 많아서
And there are many words in the Bible we don't know so well.
성경이 재미없지만
And so the Bible is no fun.
성경을 조금씩 읽어가면서
But as you read the Bible on little by little
한번 읽고 두번 읽고 세번 읽으면
When we read it once, twice, and three times through
우리가 가진 인간들하고 다른 어떤 마음의 세계가 보여집니다.
We begin to see a certain world of the heart different from that of us man.
그런 마음의 세계 내가 한 번도 가져보지 정말 평안하고 기쁜 마음의 세계라는 걸 느끼죠.
We feel this is a peaceful, joyful world of the heart of man that we had never felt before.
저는 제가 성경을 읽지 않았을 때와 성경을 비교할 수 없이 내 삶이 달라져요.
And so before when I read the Bible versus when I read the Bible, my life completely changed. You cannot compare.
오늘 이러한 부분들을 같이 이야기를 하려고 합니다.
And these are the things that I want to talk over with you today.
제가 아는 부인이 있는데
There's this one lady that I know.
얼굴도 참 예쁘고
She has a very pretty face.
마음씨가 너무 고와요.
And her heart is very kind.
아, 정말 좋고 곱다.
You would think, wow, she's so wonderful, so fine.
Yeah, 아주 좋았어.
It was really good.
근데 제가 이제 만나서 이야기를 했었는데.
And I met with her and I spoke with her.
자기가 어떻게 결혼했고 어떻게 이혼한 그 이야기를 하는.
And she told me the process of how she got married and then how she got divorced.
여자는 얼굴도 참 아름답고.
This woman had a very pretty face.
공부도 그대로 했고.
And very well educated.
가정도 좋고.
And grew up from a good family.
정말 좋았습니다.
And everything was good.
근데 이제 이 여자가 잘 결혼한 나이가 다가가면서
But as this woman got the approach to age to be married
자기가 뭔 생각 내가 내 남편 될 사람 어떤 사람일까
And so she thought what kind of a guy would my husband be
내가 어떤 남자하고 결혼하면 좋을까
And what kind of a man should I marry she thought
그런 생각을 많이 했어요
And she thought a lot about those things
그래서 이제 이 여자는 자기 남편 될 사람은 내가 남편한테 결혼해서 어떻게 대하는 게 좋을까
And so when I marry my husband how should I treat him what would be good
어떤 남편이 내게 정말 나를 행복하게 해줄까
And what kind of a husband would really make me happy
그런 생각을 딴 사람 많이 했어요.
And so she thought about those things more than others.
근데 한번 이 여자 어떤 일이 있었냐면
But one time what this woman ran into was
자기 이웃 마을에 아주 다리가 나쁜 병신 청년이 하나 있었어요.
In her neighboring village was a young man who was disabled in his legs.
그 청년은 몸이 안 좋아 그 걸음을 잘 못 걷는데
And this young man he was disabled so he could not walk very well.
그냥 이렇게 걸음을 온 몸을 흔들어야 걸음을 그랬어.
But he couldn't just move. He couldn't just walk. He needed to twitch and swing his whole body to be able to walk.
가난하고
He was poor.
공부도 많이 못하고
He was not well educated.
병신이고
And he is diseased.
이 아가씨가 그 남자를 보는 순간 뭔 생각이 드냐면
But the young lady, when she saw this man, what she thought was
아, 저 남자 너무 불쌍하다.
Oh, that man, I feel so sorry for him.
근데 이제 여자 무슨 내가 만일에 저 남자와 결혼을 해서
But what she thought was, if I marry that man
그리고 저 남자의 다리가 돼주고
And if I become his legs
저 남자의 아내가 돼주면
And if I become his wife
내가 온 정성 저 남자를 위해 주면
And if I care for him with all my heart
저 남자는 굉장히 행복할 거예요.
Then my husband, that man will be very, very happy.
그 생각이 마음에 들었어요.
That thought came to her heart.
아, 진짜 모르겠네.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
그러면 내가 그 남자 마음에 차지한 비율이 높아지겠지.
Oh, then I'll take a greater space in that man's heart.
보통 남자와 달리 저 남자는 아주 불행한 남자니까.
And so most men, you know, they're very miserable.
저 남편이 너무 그 남자 너무너무 행복해 할 거야.
Oh, then that man, he's going to be so happy.
너무너무 즐거워 할 거야.
He's going to be so joyful.
너무 기뻐 할 거야.
He's going to be so happy.
내 남편이 행복해할 때,
and when my husband becomes happy,
나도 행복해지는 게 아니야.
I too will become happy, won't I?
내 남편이 기뻐할 때 나도 기뻐지는 게 아니야.
When my husband rejoices, I'll also rejoice, won't I?
여자가 이제 생각 그런 생각을 많이 했어.
And this woman began to think a lot about these things.
그래서 한 번은 그 남자가 보고 싶었어요.
And one time she wanted to see that man.
그래서 그 남자 집 입구에서 괜히 왔다 갔다 남자가 나오길 기다렸어요.
And so at the entrance of that man's house, she just hung out, walking by.
근데 이제 아니야 다를까 얼마 지났는데 남편이 무슨 일이 나왔어요.
And then after a little bit, that man came out.
기다려만 남 그 남자가 너무 반가운 거예요.
And she had been waiting for him. She was so happy to see him.
막다가 손을 잡고
She approached him, held his hand.
나 당신 사랑합니다.
And told him, I love you.
결혼하고 싶습니다.
I want to marry you.
그 남편 남자 얼마나 기뻐할까.
And how happy the man would be if I said that.
그런 생각을 여자가 했어요.
And this woman began to think these things.
그러니까 그의 남편이 막 다리가 병신이고 진짜 볼품없는 남자인데도
And even though his legs are withered and he's just a pathetic human being
여자 마음에 그 남자가 늘 있는 거예요.
But this man was always in this woman's heart.
그래 오늘 어머니한테 이야기했어요.
And one day he told his mother. She told her mother.
결혼하고 싶어요.
She told her mother, "Mom, I want to get married."
엄마가 깜짝 놀라는 거예요.
And the mother was shocked.
그래.
Yeah.
너 안 그래도 네가 결혼할 나이가 됐는데.
Yeah, that's right. You're of age to be married.
그 좋아하는 남자가 있어.
So is there a guy that you like?
사귄 남자가 있어.
Is there a man you're going out with?
엄마는 너무 기뻐하는.
And the mother was so happy.
그래 누구야?
Sure. Who is it?
아니 내가 결혼하려고 생각하지 않았는데.
Yeah, I had not been thinking of getting married, but.
그야 혼자 생각을 좀 해봤어요.
Well, I've been just thinking about this by myself, she said.
근데 그게 누군데?
So who's the guy?
아이 엄마 결정한 거 아니고.
Mom, nothing's decided.
그야 그 남자 결혼하면 어떨까 생각만 해봤어.
I just thought about it. How would it be if I married that guy?
그 누군데 이야기 좀 해봐.
So who's the guy? Come on, tell me.
네, 엄마 저 아랫마을에 다리 불편한 그 남자 있잖아.
Mom, you know that guy in the other village who's got the crippled legs?
그 엄마한테 농담하는 거니?
The mom said, "Are you joking?"
아니 엄마.
No, mom.
네가 뭐 때문에 그런 가난하고 병신 남자에게 결혼해야 돼?
So why would you want to marry a crippled poor man like him?
우집도 괜찮고.
But you're from a fine family.
너무 예쁜데.
And you have a pretty face.
얼마든지 좋은 남편 구하고 해. 그 다리 병신하고 결혼하는 말도 안 돼.
You could find a fine husband anywhere. Why would you marry that crippled man? Nonsense.
아니 엄마, 언니 같은 경우 보면.
Mom, when I look at my older sister,
언니 막 친자 똑똑한 남자 만나 늘 싸우고 막 그러잖아.
She married a smart, great man, but they're always fighting every day.
내가 저 남자 결혼해서,
so if I marry that man,
그 남자 아내가 돼주고,
and if I become his wife,
그 남자 다리가 돼주면,
and if I become his legs,
남편 얼마나 행복하겠어요.
Then my husband will be so happy.
좀 가난하면 어때요?
So what if we're poor?
좀 뭐 저 병신은 어때요?
Well, so what if he's disabled?
남편 행복해. 나도 행복하면 되는 거지.
As long as my husband is happy and I'm happy, that's great.
야, 네 저지 제정신이야? 너 좋은 거 아니야?
Are you out of your mind? Are you crazy?
아니 엄마, 그 뭐가 그래?
No, mom. What are you saying?
이제 그때부터 여자는 더 그 남자에게 많은 관심을.
And from then on, this woman became even more interested in that man.
사람들의 마음은
people's hearts.
정말 우리가 잘 알 수 없어요.
No, really, we cannot know the people's hearts.
어떤 사람 괜찮은데 우연히 어찌 만나 싫어질 때가 있고요.
There are some people they're fine, but when you meet them, all of a sudden you don't like them.
반대로 뭐 별로 잘난 게 없어도
on the other hand, even though they don't have anything great, some people you want to go see them.
그 인간의 가치를 돈이나 뭐 학력 그만다 따질 수 없는 거죠.
So you cannot value people just based on money or education, things like that.
어쨌든 여자는 그 남자에게 마음을 다 두었어요.
Anyways, this woman had all of her heart for that man.
조용할 때,
when things were quiet,
생각을 해요.
She would think,
그 남자한테 가 사랑한다고 얘기를 하지.
Should I go to him and tell him I love him?
그 남자 얼마나 좋아할까?
And how happy he would be.
막 그런 생각들을.
And she thought about these things.
근데 어느 날 진짜 이 여자 그 집을 찾아.
And one day she really did go to his house.
찾아가서,
she went to his house.
아버지 어머니 그리고 그 남자
And then in front of her mother, her father, and her younger brother, and his younger brother, she spoke to them. And she said to them, there's something I want to tell you. And so the parents of the crippled man said to her, oh, young lady, what brings you to our home like this? Please go ahead and speak.
Or
if I say this, I'm not sure what you're going to think, but
오래전부터 생각을 많이 하고 결정을 내린 거예요.
But from long time ago, I've already thought about this and I've made this decision.
그래서 사람들이 깜짝 여자가 무슨 이야기를 하려고 뭐든 눈이 둥그래가지고 쳐다보고 있어.
And the people were completely shocked. They became wide-eyed and looked at her. What is she trying to say?
무슨 얘기인지 뭐지 말씀하세요.
We don't know what it is, but go ahead and tell us.
예, 내가 이런 이야기가 좀 주제는 꼭 알지만,
you know, I know this might be a little bit outside myself for me to say this. But I want to share with you what's in my heart.
아니, 무슨 이야기인데 그냥 하세요.
Oh, what is it? Just go ahead.
그 이야기를 했어요.
And she spoke.
난 이 남자분하고 결혼하고 싶다.
I want to get married to this man.
그래 뭐 가족도 전부 다 깜짝 놀랐네.
And everybody in the man's family was shocked.
아니 우리 이렇게 못 산다고 농담하시는 거예요?
Are you making fun of us because we're so poor?
아니에요.
No.
저 좀 정말 이분하고 결혼하고 싶어요.
No, I really want to marry him.
내가 정말 이분하고 결혼하고.
I really want to marry him.
이분의 아내가 돼주고.
And I want to become his wife.
이분을 위해 내 요리를 하고.
And I want to cook for him.
빨래를 하고.
And do the laundry.
이분의 다리가 되고.
And I want to be his legs.
뒷심을 들어주면.
And if I care for him.
이분은 너무너무 행복할 것 같아요.
I think it's going to make him so happy.
그래서 난 결혼하려고 하는 거예요.
And that's why I want to marry him.
다른 의미는 하나도 없어요.
There's no other meaning at all.
또 이제 남자의 어머니 된 분이 얘기했어요.
And then the man's mother said,
아가씨 그런 이야기는 하지 마세요.
Young lady, don't say such a thing.
우리가 못 살긴 하지만
Yes, we're poor.
무슨 그런 농담을 하세요.
But we don't appreciate such jokes.
아니에요, 전 정말 이 남자하고 결혼하고 싶어.
No, no, I really do want to marry this man.
절대 안 돼요.
Absolutely not.
결혼서로 짝이 맞아야 하는데.
You need to match to be able to get married.
어떻게 우리 같은 사람을 결혼하려고 해요?
How could you marry somebody like us?
부모님도 안 반대할 거예요.
I'm sure your parents are against it.
예, 알아요.
Yes, I know.
부모님께 말씀을 드렸어요.
I already told my parents.
반대하지만.
And they were against it.
하고 싶어요.
But I want to do it.
이분을 정말 내 마음에 사랑하는 마음이 생겨.
And I really have the heart to love him in my heart.
비록 몸은 불편하지만,
even though his body is
unwell,
I want to be his wife.
한평생 이분을 위해 내가 살고,
I want to live my whole life
for
him.
이분의 다리가 돼주고,
and I want to be his leg.
정말 우리는 사랑하고 행복하게 살고 싶어요.
And we really want to love and live happily together.
아버지 되는 분이나 어머니 되는 분 모두 다 말렸어.
You know, the mother, the father of the man, they all try to stop her.
말도 안 된다고.
They said this is nonsense.
그런 이야기하지 말고.
Don't even talk about such a thing.
뭘 다 가시라고.
No, just go back home.
그러면서도 굉장히 좋아하는 거예요.
Yet still, they were very happy.
굉장히 가까워 친절하게 해주는 거예요.
And they were very kind and nice to her.
집에 갔습니다.
And then she went home.
나가는 길에.
On her way out.
남자 어머니가 얘기했어요.
The man's mother said to her,
아, 지금 누추한 집에 와서 죄송합니다.
You know, ma'am, I'm sorry to have you in this petty house.
우리 집은 참 좋지 않습니다.
You know, our house is not so nice.
근데 오늘 참 고맙고.
But we're very thankful to you today.
절대 그런 이야기는 하지 마세요.
But please don't say such a thing.
우리 아들은 너무 천하고 못났고 가난하고 병신이에요.
My son is so low, pitiful, poor, and he's a cripple.
제발 내가 바라는 건
What I really hope for is
아가씨 멋진 남자 만나서
is that you will meet some great man.
훌륭한 남자 행복하게 살게 되길 바라요.
And we hope you'll live happily with that great man.
그러고 난 뒤에 집으로 돌아.
And then afterwards, she went home.
근데 이 아가씨는 그 남자의 마음이 다 가신.
But this woman, her heart was completely into that man.
이거는 실화입니다.
And this is a true story.
그래서 집에서 어머니하고 이야기를 했고
And then she went home and told her mother
엄마나
Mom
그 남자하고 결혼할 거야
I'm going to marry that man
엄마 막 아버지한테 이야기를 했고
And then the mother told the father
이제 아버지는 근심을 하고
And the father got so worried
얘를 막 어디 딴 데로 보낼까
Should I just send her out somewhere
별 생각을 다
And he thought about all kinds of things
근데 그 여자의 마음은
But the woman's heart was set.
아니 좀 가난하면 어때?
What? So what if we're poor?
좀 병신이면 어때?
So what if he's crippled?
내가 아내가 돼주고.
If I become his wife.
다리가 돼준다면.
And if I become his leg.
저 남자를 위해 한편 살아준다면.
If I live my whole life for that man.
저 남자 정말 행복할 거야.
Then he's gonna be very happy.
남편이 행복한 나도 행복한 거 아니야?
And if my husband is happy, then I'm happy too, aren't I?
여자는 정말. 그 마음이 마음에 가득했어.
And that woman was really full of that heart.
그래서 결혼하기로 선고하고.
And then she said that she would marry him.
결혼을 추진했어.
And move forward to marry him.
근데 그 집 가족들은 미아가씨를 너무 너무 미안해.
The man side of the family loved this woman so much.
너무 너무 사랑하는 거야.
They loved her so much.
그 집에 이 아가씨가 가면.
And when she would go to their home.
그때 사람들 다 큰 방에 모여.
Oh, everybody would gather in the big room.
이런저런 이야기를 하고.
They would talk about this and that.
모두 하 웃고.
And when the woman would say something, they would laugh.
너무 행복하고 즐거운 시간.
And they had such happy, joyous times.
아가씨는 참 행복했어.
And the lady was really happy. And she was joyful. And she went there often. And then one day, they set the date to get married. And they had the wedding. And then there was nobody who came from the woman's side to the marriage. She got married. And then she began to live with that man's family. And so in that house, they had one big room. And in that room, they would have breakfast together. And after eating breakfast, nobody would leave the room. They would talk about this and that. They were so happy. And for an hour, for 2 hours,
즐거워하고 행복해하고 그랬어.
And they would eat, get together, eat, laugh, and be happy and be joyous.
그제 너무 너무 행복했어.
And then they were so happy.
그제 막 기쁨으로 가득 차고.
And they were full of joy.
시아버지 시어머니가 이젠 너무 너무 위해줘.
And the father-in-law, mother-in-law cared for her so much.
그리고 시동생들도 정말 위해주고.
And her younger brothers-in-law cared for her so much.
남편도 너무 너무 사랑하고.
And her husband loved her so much.
남편이 모든 일을 막 다 도와줘.
And whatever she did, the husband would help her with everything.
여자는 생각했어요.
And then this woman thought.
병신이면 어때?
So what if he's crippled?
젊은만이면 어때?
So what if he's has a limp? So what if he's poor?
내가 행복하면 되지.
As long as I'm happy.
나 이렇게 행복해.
This is how happy I am.
즐거워.
I'm joyful.
여자는
this woman
꽃 속에 공주 같았어.
She felt like a princess in the forest.
많은 가족들 모이면 늘 즐거운 이야기.
And when the whole family would get together, they would always have joyful time.
식사 끝나고 막 그 모이는 그 모임이 너무너무 행복하고 즐거운 거야.
And they were happy and so joyful, this meeting that they would have after breakfast.
정말 그 행복은 천년, 만년 갈 것 같아.
It felt as though that happiness would last for thousands, tens of thousands of years.
근데 그 행복이 딱 석 달이 갔어.
But that happiness lasted exactly 3 months.
석 달 이후에
After 3 months,
상상치 못한 불행한 일이 생겼어.
Something miserable they had never imagined happened.
무슨 일이 났냐면?
What happened was,
시어머니가 며느리에게 얘기했어요.
The mother-in-law said to the daughter-in-law,
아가,
baby,
이제 오늘까지 내가 시장 장을 봤는데,
until now I had been going the grocery shopping.
이제 오늘부터는 네가 시장에 가서 반찬 끓여 사오고 요리를 하고 해라.
But from today, go to the grocery store and buy the dishes and the groceries that we need.
결혼하고 3개월 동안 한 번도 문 밖을 나가본 적이 없었어.
And so, after getting married for 3 months, she had never been outside the house.
그래서 이제 이 며느리가 시어머니 돈하고 시어머니 준 돈하고 시장 바구니를 손에 잡았어.
And so the daughter-in-law took the money that the mother-in-law gave her and also the shopping basket.
이 결혼하고 석 달 만에 처음으로 집 밖을 나섰어.
And for the first time in 3 months after getting married, she came outside the house.
여자는 행복하고 행복하고 행복.
And this woman was so, so full of happiness. They're from a poor family.
And
she couldn't just shop the way she used to. She needed to save up money.
I
gotta ask the vendors for a discount. And she said to the vegetable vendor, how much is this? Give me a discount. Just a little more discount.
너무 예뻐라 그러니까 웃으면서 조금 주고 돈도 깎아주고 했어요.
And the vegetables vendor, you know, he felt good for her, so he gave her a discount. He smiled.
계란 장사한테 또 계란을 샀어요.
And she bought eggs from the egg vendor.
두부도 사고.
Bought some tofu.
장바구니에 자득 이제 물건을 샀어요.
And her shopping basket was full of stuff.
그 이제 노래를 부르면 혼자 그 무거운 걸 들고.
And she was singing, carrying all that stuff, carrying it home.
집에 갔는데 남편이 집 문 앞에 기다리고 있어.
And she came home, and her husband was waiting in front of the door at the house.
남편 얼굴이 굉장히 막 화가 나 있는.
But the husband's face, it looked very, very angry.
당신 언제 왜 이제 와?
Honey, why are you showing up now?
왜요?
What?
화내지 마세요.
Don't be angry.
무서워요.
It's scary.
왜 화가 났어요?
No, why are you getting angry?
시끄러.
Be quiet.
왜요?
Why?
방으로 들어와.
Get in the room.
방에 들어왔어.
She went in the room.
그래서 아는 아유 그 그러지 마세요. 너무 화가 나 무서워요.
And the wife said, "Don't act like that. I'm getting scared. You look angry."
얼굴이 벌게 상기돼 있었어.
But his face was all red with rage.
당신 나한테 솔직하게 얘기해.
You better talk to me honestly.
무슨 이야기인데요?
Well, what do you mean? What do you want? What do you need me to say?
오늘 누구 만났어?
Who did you go see today?
만나긴요.
Who did I go see?
그럼 아무도 안 만났단 말이야.
Are you telling me you didn't see anybody?
예, 채소 장수 만났어요.
Oh yes, I saw the vegetable vendor.
또 누구 만났어?
Who else did you go see?
계란 장수요.
The egg vendor.
또
Who else?
두부 장수요.
The tofu vendor.
왜 그래요?
Why? What's wrong?
화내지 말아요.
Don't get mad.
나 막 무서워요.
You're scaring me.
시끄러.
Be quiet.
묻는 대답해.
Just answer me.
여자가 너무 놀랐어요.
And the woman was so stunned.
그래서 또 물었어요.
And then she asked.
그다음 누구 만난 거야?
Who else did you go meet?
그다음에 아무도 안 만났어요.
I didn't meet anybody else after that.
남편이 그랬어.
The husband said.
어디서 거짓말을 해?
How dare you lie to me?
방문을 확 열었어.
And he opened the door of the room.
그때는 우리 한국에 보던 연료가 연탄을 때렸는데.
Back then in Korea, we used a lot of charcoal for heating in Korea.
연탄을 이제 불갈 때 쓴 그 집게가 있으면 집게가 있는.
And there are these metal tongs that you use to grab charcoals.
새끼 손가락처럼 이렇게 굵은 세부치로 된.
It's made out of thick pieces of metal as thick as your pinky.
근데 그걸 남편 딱 잡았어.
And then the husband grabbed those tongs with his hands.
어디서 거짓말을 해?
And how dare you lie?
아내를 때렸어.
And he began to hit his wife.
바로 이 팔에 시커먼 줄이.
And then dark stripes were formed on his wife's arms.
아내가 맞았는데 아프지 않나.
And the wife just got hit, but it didn't hurt.
이게 무슨 일이야?
What's going on?
이게 무슨 일이야?
What's going on?
우리 행복했는데.
We were happy.
정말 이해가 안 가는 거예요.
No, really, she could not understand.
우리 사랑했는데.
We loved each other.
우리 행복했는데.
And we were happy.
이게 무슨 일이야?
What's going on?
남편이 사정없이 때리고.
And the husband just mindlessly beat her.
팔이 막 시커먼 멍이 돌면서.
Her arm was bruised dark black. And then she was shocked.
한참 종일 때린 남편이.
And the husband, after beating her for a good while,
깜짝 놀랐어.
He was completely shocked.
지금 내가 뭘 하고 있는 거지?
What am I doing right now?
내가 뭘 하고 있는 거지?
What am I doing right now?
여보, 내가 잘못했어.
Oh, honey, I'm so sorry.
용서해줘.
Forgive me.
아내가 지금까지 마음에 맞는 그 모든 행복이 깨져.
Until now, all that happiness that was in the wife's heart was shattered.
남편이 아내가 집을 나가면.
And the husband, if the wife leaves the house,
바로 어떤 생각이 일어나냐면.
Then immediately, what he would do is.
내 아내는 너무너무 순진해.
He would think my wife is so pure.
나 같은 병신한테 결혼을 했어.
That's why she married a cripple like me.
아내가 밖에 나가면
And if my wife goes outside,
멋진 남자를 만날 거야.
She is going to see some great men.
그 남자를 만나면
And when she meet the great men,
내 아내가 뭐 때문에 나 같은 이런 못나고 병신 같은 남자 살까?
Why would my wife live with a pathetic cripple like me?
그러면 그 남자를 따라갈 거야.
Then she will follow those men.
그 생각을 하니까.
And when he thought that, when he thought that,
같은...
you know, he drove him crazy.
아니야, 내 아내 그렇지 않아.
No, no, my wife's not like that.
그런데도...
She wouldn't do that, even though he thinks like
아,
that.
아내가 예쁜 얼굴하고 웃으면서 막 어떤 남자하고 둘이 식탁에 앉아 이야기하는 게 생각나고.
He would think of his wife, you know, going out with some good-looking man, sitting at a table and laughing and talking.
아내가 정말 자기에게 주도 그 정말 그 남편에게 따뜻하게 대해주고 웃으면서 이야기 막 하니까 미칠 것.
And as she did to him, he thought about his wife walking, talking warmly and kindly to that other man.
아내가 딴 남자같이 정말 자기의 뜻만 좋아하고 웃고. 커피를 마시고
and his wife would be nice to the other man, have coffee with him, be kind to him, like she did to him.
그리고 아내가 어떤 낯선 남자의 손목을 잡고
and his wife would take the hands of some strange man.
호텔에 들어가는 걸 보면
and go into the hotel room.
막 견딜 수 없어.
Thinking about these things drove him crazy.
마음을 집착할 수 없어.
He could not settle his heart.
얼굴이 벌게 달아오르고
and his face turned red.
불하고 연남치킨 손에 들고
he got angry. He picked up the metal tongs. And he would beat his wife mindlessly.
그때부터 아내는
from then on his wife
그 얼굴에 웃음이 사라졌어.
There was no more smile on her face.
틈만 있으면
whenever she had time
뭐 하니 무슨 생각인지 모르지만
we don't know what she's thinking. She would just stare blankly.
먼 산을 쳐다보면서
she would stare blankly to the far
away 생각이 잠겨있군요.
And fall into her thoughts.
근데 남편은 이거 아무리 아니야 아니야 하는데도
but the husband knows this is not right, this is not right, but
그 아내가 곁에만 없으면
but whenever his wife's not next to him
다른 남자 만나는 것 같고
it seems like she's meeting some other man
같이 커피 마시고
and she's having coffee with him
막 이야기하고
and she's laughing and talking
웃고,
with him and laughing
그 남자 손을 잡고 호텔에 가고 막 and, 그런 거 생각하면
and holding the man's hand and going to a hotel when she would think about these things
남편 미칠 것 같은 거
It drove the husband crazy.
아니야,
no.
아니야, 아니야 하면서도.
No, my wife wouldn't do that. My wife wouldn't do that. He says that, but.
정신을 찾지 못하는 거예요.
But he could not settle his heart.
그래서.
And so.
그때마다.
Each time.
연탄찌개 손에서.
He would pick up the metal tongs in his hand.
그 집에. 아침 먹고 웃음이 다 끝났고.
And so the laughter they had after breakfast was now all gone.
시어머니, 시아버지 아무 말도 못하고.
And the mother-in-law, father-in-law couldn't say anything at all.
며느리 눈치만 보고 있는 거예요.
And they were just looking at their daughter-in-law and worrying.
이제 너무 고통스러운 시간이죠.
And now such a painful time started.
세월이 지났어요.
And then time passed.
어느 날 아내가 시아버지, 시어머니, 그 남편 앉혀놓고 이야기.
And one day the wife sat down, the mother-in-law and father-in-law, and said to them,
나는 결혼하기 전에,
before I got married,
아버지, 어머니가 당신하고 결혼하지 말라고 했다.
My mom and my dad told me not to marry into your family.
세상에 멋진 사람들 많은데,
there's a lot of great people out in this world.
잘나고 똑똑한 사람 많은데,
there's a lot of great smart people.
네가 뭐 때문에 그런 가난하고 병든 병신하고 결혼하냐?
Why would you have to marry such a poor, disabled man?
근데 나는 왜 당신하고 결혼했냐면,
but the reason I married you is.
세상에 잘난 사람 다 필요 없고,
I didn't need any great people from the world.
고도한 돈 많은 사람 다 필요 없고,
I didn't need any smart people with a lot of money.
내가 온 마음을 다해서 당신의 아내가 되어주고,
but with all my heart, if I become your wife,
당신의 다리가 되어주고 발이 되어주면,
if I become your legs and become your feet,
당신이 정말 행복할 줄 알았어.
I thought it would really make you happy.
그러면 남편이 뭐 난 따라 행복한 거 아니야?
And if the husband is happy, then I'm happy too, aren't I?
그래서 모든 사람이 반대 남
That's why even
남편하고 결혼한 거.
That's why even though everybody was against it, I decided to marry him.
내가 잘난 사람 없는 거 아니고 많이 있지만
There was plenty of fine people, but
난 그 많은 잘난 사람 당신을 귀중히 여기 그래서 내가 다 버리고 당신을 선택했는데
But I valued you more than all those other precious people. That's why I chose you.
당신은 왜 나를 믿지 않느냐?
But why don't you trust me?
왜 나를 믿지 않느냐?
Why don't you trust me?
그 이야기 남편이 들었어요.
And that's what the husband heard.
맞아요.
That's right.
아내 말이 맞아요.
What the wife said was right.
아내가 내 곁에만 떠나면,
but whenever the wife is not around,
바로 문제가 되느냐?
Immediately what they would think is,
내 아내 너무 착해.
My wife is so kind.
너무 순수해.
She is so pure.
그래서 지금 나도 남자와 결혼을 살지만,
and that's why she married a person like me.
밖에나 잘난 남자 만나면,
but if she goes out and sees some great guy,
내 아내 좀 예쁜 여자가,
a pretty woman like my wife,
나 같은 병이라고 살 거야.
Why would she stay with a man like me?
나를 버릴 거야.
She's gonna throw me away. She's going to follow the other guy. And with the other guy, go drink coffee, have delicious food, and hold hands over the hotel, go shopping. The husband thought of things, he drove him crazy. And his face turned red with rage. And then his wife would come home, he would beat her up with a stick. And one day the husband said, honey, I was so wrong. Please forgive me this one time. I'll never do this again. And then the woman said,
"And
if you turn around, then I don't have any problems at all. I'll never do it again. Honey, I'm really, really sorry. Yeah, sure. But a few days later, again the man grabbed the charcoal tongs and beat her. And the wife with two hands grabbed the charcoal tongs. And he said to her husband, I told you you would do this. I told you you would do this. Honey, why don't you believe me? Why don't you believe me?
And
I came to you. I didn't care about all those great men. That's why I came to you. And I really loved you. And if I love you with all my heart, and I really thought it would make you happy. But you became sad, more sad because of me. That day, this woman, she didn't look back. And she picked her bags and she left her home. And from that day, I don't know what happened to that man. And this woman married another man and lived very, very happily. And so not only in the Bible, but the many things that happen inside of man in the world, I think about them and I study them. In the husband's eyes, you know, this woman had no heart to love other men at all. She did not love any other man. And she volunteered herself. And she married this crippled man, this poor man. But the husband, whenever the woman's not around, immediately those thoughts enter his heart. My wife is too good. She's so pretty. She's so nice. That's why she married an idiot like me. But why would she want to live like a person like me? There's so many great men in this world. When she sees them, she's not going to want me. She's going to hate me. She's
going to
throw me away and follow after them. And when she thought about that, it was unbearable. And she would pick up the charcoal tongs.
그 제가 최근에 이제 그 여자를 한번 만난 적이 있습니다.
Recently, I had met her.
그래서 결혼해서 지금 아주 좀 뭐 잘 살진 않지만.
You know, she got married, and they're not very rich.
그냥 참 평범하게 살고 있는 이야기를 들었습니다.
But they live, you know, ordinary. They live well.
근데 그 남편 되는 이야기는
But what happened to the husband?
난 그 여자의 남편에 대한 이야기를 들었지.
I only had heard about him through her.
아무도 만나본 적도 없고.
I've never met him.
가본 적도 없고.
I've never seen him.
어디 사는지 모르지만
I don't know where he lives.
그러나 정말 이 남자에게
But truly for this man
정말 예쁘고 마음씨 착하고 고운 아내가 있는데
that there is the woman who is so kind, so good, so precious.
자기 아내가 자기 여자들은 집 밖에만 나가면
But whenever this man go, this woman leaves the house,
이런 생각 딱 하더라고.
And that thought comes to him.
내 아내 너무 착해.
My wife is too good.
그래서 나 같은 병신에게 왔어.
That's why she married an idiot like me.
근데 나가서 진짜 멋진 남자를 만나면
But when she goes outside and meets some great man,
뭐 때문에 병신 같은 나하고 살고?
Why would she want to live with a cripple like me?
아니야, 날 버리고 갈 거야.
No, she's gonna throw me away and leave.
뭐 나 같은 인간 뭐 가치 없는데?
No, this worthless person like me, why would she?
그 생각이 드니까
That thought comes to her.
미칠 것 같은 거.
It drove him crazy. He could not bear it. He didn't know what to do. His face would turn red and he would get enraged. And then without any other room to think of anything else, he would pick up the charcoal tongs and beat his wife. And then later on, the wife grabbed the charcoal tongs. I told you you would do this. Why don't you believe me? You know, because of you, because of me, you're miserable. I try to make you happy. And I thought if you'd be happy, I would be happy. Ultimately, she had to be away from that
여러분,
man.
여자의, 그 남자에게 일어난 그런 일처럼,
Everyone, just like these things that happened to this man,
우린 내가 그렇게 생각 안 하려고 해도 생각이 올 때가 있고,
even though we don't try to think that way, those thoughts come to
아니,
us.
아니, 그런 마음을 갖지 않으려고 하는데,
even though you're not trying to have that kind of a heart,
그런 마음이 들 때,
those hearts come to you.
어떤 아가씨는,
one lady,
얼굴이 참 예뻐요.
She has a very pretty face.
그러지, 아주, 그 정말 성격도 고와요.
And she has a very kind personality.
네 여자는 뭐냐면,
But what it is
공장에서 물건 만드는 현장에서 일을 했어.
And so she worked in the factory making stuff.
그리고 공장 기숙사에서 하는.
And then she lived in the factory dormitory.
여자는 무슨 이 아가씨 무슨 버릇이냐면,
And this woman she had a habit.
남의 방에 가면,
When she goes to other people's rooms,
자기도 모르는 물건을 훔치는 거.
Without even she knowing it, she would steal stuff.
뭐 화장품도 훔치고,
she would steal cosmetics.
훔치고,
and she would steal other stuff.
뭐든지 훔치는.
Whatever she would just steal it.
그러니까 자기가 아무리 안 하려고 해도,
no matter how much she tries not to do it.
그 공장 기숙사 안에서는
inside of the factory dormitory
여자가 도둑이라고 소문이 났어요.
You know the rumor spread that she's a thief.
그 물건 없으면 바로 그 아가씨 방에 가요.
You know when things disappear, everybody suspects her.
내가 훔쳐갔지.
And you stole it.
그럼 막 마음으로 벌벌벌 떨고 있어.
And then people are trembling in fear.
근데 자기는 막 안 그러려고 하는데
And she's trying really hard not to.
자기도 뭐 그 뭐 화장품 샘플 안 훔쳐.
And so she would steal some cosmetic samples.
비단문 훔쳐오고.
And she would steal a comb.
뭐 양말 신던 거 훔쳐오고.
And then she would steal some socks.
갖다 놓고 집에 안 또 막 근심하는 거야.
And then she would steal that stuff, bring them home. She'd be very worried. Oh, what if I get caught stealing?
없어, 어디 찾아왔니까 내가 훔쳐갔지.
You know, if it's gone, they'll find out it's me. Hey, you stole my stuff, didn't you?
아무 말도 못해요.
And she can't say anything.
근데 자기도 그러려고 안 하는데.
And she herself is trying not to be like that.
자기도 모르게 손을 훔쳐가지고 가방에 넣고.
Without even knowing it, her hands out, there's taking stuff into her bag.
그래가지고 어느 날
So one day
그 아가씨가 나한테 와서
That lady came to me
자기의 쭉 이야기를 했어
And she told me all about herself
내가 왜 훔쳤냐고
And asked why did you steal
나도 안 훔치려고 했어요
I was also trying not to steal
나도 모르는 사이에
But without even me knowing it
자꾸 내가 훔치게 되는 거예요
It keeps on, I just kept on stealing
근데 그 아가씨한테 내가 예수님의 이야기.
And then I spoke to her about Jesus.
정확히 얘기하면,
precisely put,
우리 속에 이런저런 생각을 일어나는 그냥 생각 일어나는 게 아니라,
you know, the various thoughts that arise inside us, they don't just arise inside of us.
악한 영이,
the evil spirit,
우리 마음에 그 생각을 넣어요.
Puts those thoughts inside of our hearts.
악한 영은 우리처럼 몸이 없고,
the evil spirit does not have a body like we do.
짐승이나 사람처럼 몸이 없기 때문에,
and does not have a body like animals or humans.
눈에 전혀 보이지 않습니다.
But you cannot see them with your eyes at all.
그건 하나의 영입니다.
But it is a spirit.
악령이라고 그러는데.
We call it the evil spirit.
저는 제가 지난 오랫동안,
me for a long time.
교도소에서 제가 많은 재소자들을 갖췄습니다.
In prisons, I taught many inmates.
그 사람 사람들이 자기가 지은 죄 때문에 나한테 와 상담하는 경우 굉장히 많아요.
And oftentimes they would ask me for counseling because of the sins that they committed.
그 사람들은 자기가 왜 그런지 모르겠지만
And they don't know why they're like that, but
대부분은 악령이 그런 마음들
Most of it is the evil spirit giving them that kind of a heart.
어느 날 밤에 자고 일어났는데
The one woman, she woke up in the middle of the night.
일어나서 보니까 남편이 그냥 자고 있었어요.
And she woke up and her husband was sleeping.
그래서 이제 부엌에 와서 아침 요리를 했어요.
And then she went to the kitchen and made breakfast.
요리가 다 돼가서 이제 방에 들어보니까
And then she made breakfast and she went back to the room.
그 남편은 여전히 코를 홀며 자고
And the husband was still snoring and sleeping.
그걸 딱 보는 순간에
And the moment she saw that,
무슨 생각이냐면
What thought came to her was
그 아파트에 자기가 아는 독신녀가 있는데
No, across the, in the apartment across the street there's a single woman who lives by herself.
어젯밤에 그 여자 집에 가 자고 왔구나.
And my husband went there last night and spent the night with her.
그 생각이 들었어.
That thought came to her.
그 남편을 막 여보 여보 깨웠어.
And she woke up husband. Honey, I woke up.
왜?
와.
당신 어제 갔다 왔어.
Where were you last night?
어디 가 여기 같이 잤잖아.
What do you mean, where was I last night? I slept here last night.
왜 남자가 거짓말을 해?
How dare you lie?
싸웠어.
They got into a fight.
그래 이제 남자를 칼로 찔러 죽이려고.
And she wanted to take a knife and kill her husband.
하는데.
She tried.
남자 간신히 칼을 빼앗았어.
But the husband barely took the knife from her.
정신병원에 들어갔어.
And she went to a mental hospital.
그러나 정신병원에 의사가 나한테 전화가 왔어.
And then the doctor from the mental hospital called.
목사님 여기 우리 병원에 환자가 있는데.
The pastor, we have a patient in this mental hospital.
목사님 도움이 필요합니다.
And pastor, we really need your help.
내가 이제 그 병원에 갔어요.
And then I went to that hospital.
의사 나를 그 의사와 함께 그 정신병동 방에 넣었어요.
And then the doctor put me into the hospital room with her.
그래서 자물쇠로 문을 잠그고.
And then he locked the door.
나도 두 시간 동안 정신병자에.
So for two hours, I was also hospitalized in the mental hospital.
그 여자 울며 나한테 이야기를 해요.
And the woman cried and she said to me,
목사님 저는 너무 억울해요.
Oh, pastor, I feel so wrong.
내가 죽은 것도 아니고.
You know, it's not that I'm dead.
병든 것도 아니고.
I'm not sick.
내가 시퍼렇게 살아 있는데.
I'm alive and well.
남편이 밤마다 딴 여자 집에 자고 온다.
But every night, my husband spends the night with some other woman.
울면서
and she was crying and she was telling
어떡해,
me
어떻게 그럴 수가 있어요
How could he do that? How could he do that?
말이 안 돼요
That's nonsense
아,
That's what she said
내가 물었어요
And then I asked her
내가 궁금한 게 하나 물어봤더냐고
I'm curious about one thing, can I ask you?
어, 예, 목사님
Oh yes, pastor, tell me
내게 궁금한 게 있어요
Yeah, I'm curious about one thing
난 당신 남편이 딴 여자 잠을 잤는데 전혀 몰라요.
And I don't know if your husband slept with another woman or whatever.
모르는데 한 가지 궁금한 거.
I don't know, but one thing I want to know.
당신이 이 아줌마가 당신 남편이 그 여자 잠잔 건 어떻게 알아? 그게
I asked her, ma'am, so how did you know that your husband slept with that other woman?
그 여자가 너무 웃기는 이야기였어요.
And then that woman said something so funny.
나도 그래서 고민해요.
She says, that's what struggles me.
뭐 때문에?
What?
난 잠만 들면 시체예요.
Whenever I fall asleep, I'm like a dead body.
아무리 해도 몰라요.
I don't even know what's going on.
그 내가 시체든 뭔지 그건 아는데.
That's a dead body, whatever, okay.
남편이 그 여자 잠잔 걸 어떻게 아는데?
But how did you know that your husband spent the night with that woman?
그건 확실하단 말이야.
I am so sure of it.
그건 내가 확실한데.
Yeah, you're sure of it.
그걸 어떻게 알았느냐?
But how did you get to know it?
목사님 나를 못 믿으세요?
Pastor, don't you believe me?
확실해요.
I am sure of it.
확실해. 근데 어떻게 알았느냐?
Yeah, you're sure of it, but how did you get to know it?
이런 여자는 참 많아요.
There's a lot of women like this.
남편을 의심하고,
they doubt their husbands.
남편이 아내를 의심하고,
and the husbands doubt the wives.
물론 또 아내가 잘못할 수도 있어요.
And of course, the wife may make mistakes.
네, 그런 경우가 굉장히 많아요.
And there's a lot of instances like that.
지금 문제는 이 여자가 남편이 그 잠잔 것도 본 적도 그냥 아침에 보니까 남편이 누워 자고 있는 걸 보면서. And
so the woman has never seen her husband sleep with the other woman, nothing like that at all. But as she saw her husband sleeping, a thought came to her.
남자는, 그 여자는, 그 생각이 막 확실하다고.
But this woman believed, I am so sure of that thought.
내가 부인한테 얘기했어요.
And then I said to that lady,
그렇게 말하면 안 된다.
You should not say that.
남편이 딴 여자 잠을 자기가 확실할 때는
When you are so sure your husband slept with the other lady
확실한 증거가 있을 때
You have to have sure proof.
증거 없을 때 뭐라고 말해야지 아니냐고.
And when you don't have sure proof, what should you say?
남편이 그 여자 잠을 잔 것 같은데
You know, I think my husband might have slept over there. That's what you should say.
이런 방법으로
In these ways
악령은 여러분의 가정을 파괴하고
The evil spirit destroys your family
여러분을 불행하게 하고
makes you miserable
여러분을 멸망에 끌어가려고
and tries to pull you into destruction
악령은 굉장히 여러분에게 막 이런 상상할 수 그 생각을 집어
and the evil spirit puts these unimaginable thoughts inside of you
근데 악령은 우천 눈에 안 보이기 때문에
but the evil spirit we can see them with our eyes
어떻게 우리 그 생각을 끌고 가기 때문에
and puts thoughts inside of us and drags our thoughts
사람들 그 생각이 들어오면은
when people have those thoughts enter them
내가 왜 이런 생각을 하지
why am I having these thoughts
남편 그런 근거도 없는데
I don't have any proof against my husband
잘못한 거 아니야
did I do something wrong
그 생각을 여지가 없이 그렇게 끌려가도록
and so they don't have any room for such thoughts and they're just dragged by it
그래서 여러분 저는 참 많은 사람들을 만나 얘기를 봤어요
you know but I've met with many people and I've spoken with them
참 많은 사람들이
many people
사실이 아닌 거 사실로 믿고 있다는 거.
Even though it's not true, they believe things to be true.
그게 이제 악령이 우리에게 넣어주는 거야.
And that is what the evil spirit puts inside of us.
자, 이제 여러분 한번 물어보고 싶습니다.
Now let me. I want to ask you, everyone.
여러분 갑자기 여러분 생각지 않은 이상한 생각 일어날 때가 있습니까?
Do you ever suddenly have a thought unexpectedly out of nowhere?
그러면 한 손들어.
Raise your hand if that's ever happened to you.
아 예.
Yes.
높이 들어보세요.
Raise your hand high.
자, 손 내리세요.
Okay, put your hands down.
그 다음 질문 했습니다.
Next question.
그래서 어떻게 했습니까?
So what did you do?
어떻게 했죠?
What did you do?
화내었어요.
Did you get angry?
싸웠어요.
Did you fight?
악령은 그렇게 우리 인생을 망해.
That's how the evil spirit ruins our lives.
그래서 그 남자 너무 예쁜 여자가
that man,
자기 다리 위에 대주고 막 그런 얼마나 행복했겠어요, 그죠?
That pretty woman became his legs. How nice that is, right? He should be happy.
자 이제 그래서 이제 악령 우리를 어떻게 하려고 하냐면
And so what does the evil spirit try to do to us?
아주 중요한 문제가 있는데
It's something very important.
여러분들의 마음을
your hearts
악령이 쥐고 있으려고 해요.
The evil spirit tries to hold your heart.
그런 생각을 하면 우리는 그냥 쏘아 넘어가기 때문에.
Because when those thoughts are put into us, we're just deceived and we fall over.
그런데 그 생각을 하면 가정이 파괴가 되고.
And when you hold those thoughts,
이혼하게 되고.
Your lives become destroyed. You get divorced.
이런 문제들 너무 이 땅에 심각하게.
And because of divorce, there's so many other problems that happen in this world.
전혀 그 여자가 자기 다른 남자 잠을 잤다는 것은 근거도 없고.
There's no proof that this woman, her husband, slept with another woman.
없고,
She's never seen it. She's never heard it. And never did it happen once. But from within, those thoughts came to her. And as she herself began to have those thoughts,
자기 생각 그걸 믿으니까,
and in her thoughts, she believed those thoughts,
그렇게 끌려갈 수밖에 없어.
She could not help but be only dragged around for these things.
대부분이 이혼하고, 그렇게 이혼하고.
And that is how most people become divorced today.
가까운 사람이 헤어지는 것도 그런 식.
And that's how close people break up nowadays.
몇몇하고 헤어지고 막 속이
And so they get upset over a little thing.
사람 만나기가 싫어.
And you don't want to meet that person.
사람 만나기 싫어. 고립되면 고립될수록.
And the more isolated you become after you don't want to see that person.
악령은 우리를 끌어서 멸망으로 가기
It's so much easier for the evil spirit to lead us into destruction.
그래서 여러분 그런 방법으로 악령 어떤 일을 했냐면.
So in that way, what did the evil spirit do?
우리 마음이 정화에 정할 곳이 없고 참 머물 자리가 없기 때문에.
And so because there's no place for our hearts to dwell.
우리 마음이 그냥 공허히 떠다니다가.
You know, the evil spirit had no place to dwell, so it was rumbling in the air.
어떤 생각에 잡혀가 그 생각 끌려 한편 살다가 비참하게 세상을 떠난 경우가 너무.
And then people become caught in one thought and then live their lives miserably and end their lives. And so when the evil spirit puts those hearts inside of us, the evil spirit could put thoughts inside of us. But the important thing is, thoughts come to us.
이건 내 마음 아니야.
This is not my heart.
아, 목사님에게는 악령이.
Oh, pastor, the evil spirit.
이런 경우를 두고 하는구나.
Oh, he's talking about this when he's talking about the evil spirit.
난 이거 사실 확실치 않은데.
You know, this is not true, I'm sure.
그 여자는 너무 확실해.
But this woman was so sure of it.
내가 물어봤어요.
I asked her.
남편이 그 딴 데 여자 잠을 잔 걸 어떻게 아는 이야기를 해봐라.
Tell me, how do you know that your husband slept with that other woman?
누가 본 사람 있다느냐?
Did anybody see it?
그 여자 얘기하더냐?
Did the woman say it?
누가 옆에 이야기를 했어?
Did somebody next to you tell you?
어떻게 그 생각을 했는지 이야기를 해봐라.
How did you get to know it? How did you start to think it? Tell me.
여자 절대 그렇게 말 못 해.
And the woman couldn't answer.
근데 확실하단 말이야.
She said, I'm so sure of it.
내가 확실한 건 아는데.
Yeah, I know you're sure of it.
어떻게 알았느냐?
But how did you get to know it?
근거 없어요.
She has no proof.
그런 경우 왜 그렇습니까?
And why is that?
악령이 그 생각을 넣어서.
It's because the evil spirit put those thoughts in her.
악령 생각은 너 사실이 아닌데.
The evil spirit put those thoughts. It's not true.
확실하다고 믿는 거.
And she believes it's so true.
그래서 여러분 제가 교도소에 있으면서.
And that's why everyone, as I went to the prisons.
제가 10년 동안 중범자들 가르쳤는데.
And I taught the inmates for 10 years there.
교도소 안에 사람들은 범죄 비밀이 있어.
And there's a secret behind these people in prisons. They committed their crime.
사람들의 성품 어떠냐면.
And so what secrets they have is.
비밀 걸 쓸수록 이야기하고 싶어.
People have the tendency, the more of a secret it is, the more they want to share it.
여러분도 그래요?
Do you feel that way too?
예.
Yes.
그렇죠. 누구한테 근데 함부로 이야기할 수 없으니까.
You can't just share it with anybody.
저에게 잘 그런 이야기를 하는데.
And so often they come to me and tell me their secrets.
전 그런 이야기 굉장히 많이 들어.
And I hear a lot of such words.
그게 전부 다가 악령이 우리 인생을 파괴하게 하죠.
All of it is the work of the evil spirit working to destroy our lives.
우리가 예수를 믿지 않고 영원한 지옥에 가게 하기 위하여.
To have us not believe in Jesus and go to eternal hellfire.
악령이 우리를 자꾸 끌어가는 거예요.
The evil spirit is continually pulling us.
그래서 여러분들 속에 이런 저 많은 생각이 일어나는데.
And so various kinds of thoughts arise inside of you.
악령이 주어지는 생각 그 전부 다 여러분을 불행하게, 망하게, 이혼하게.
All the thoughts that bring to you by the evil spirit lead you to destruction, divorce, and it leads to destroy you.
그래서 여러분 그 악령이란 사실 정확하게 알고.
So when you clearly recognize that this is the evil spirit,
거기서 벗어나기만 하면,
and only become free from it,
절대 우리가 큰 범죄에 빠지거나 불행한 일을 당할 수.
Then there's no reason for us to fall into great crimes or go through misery.
저는 교도소에서 10년 동안.
And for 10 years in prisons.
살인수, 사형수, 그다음 중범자들을 가르쳤어요.
I taught the murderers, death row inmates, and also heavy criminals.
그걸 가르치면서 인간들이 어떻게 범죄하게 돼, 그걸 정확해.
And as I taught them, I clearly saw how humans end up committing crimes.
평상시처럼 정상적으로 살다가.
And so they live normal lives, it seems.
어느 날 이상한 생각 하나가 들어옵니다.
But one day a strange thought enters them.
우리 속에 굉장히 많은 생각이 일어나.
All kinds of thoughts arise inside of us.
내가 일어나다 사라지고.
You know, they come and go.
내가 피아니스트가 되고 싶다.
Oh, I want to be a pianist.
내가 지금 의사가 되고 싶다.
Oh, I want to be a doctor.
그 내가 또 일어나고.
Those thoughts arise in you.
아니면 또 내가 뭐 훌륭한 사람 되고 싶다.
Oh, I want to be some great man.
많은 생각이 일어나.
All kinds of thoughts arise in you.
그 내가 일어났다가 없어지고 일어났다 없어지는.
Those thoughts come and go, come and go, come and go.
악령이 주는 생각은.
But the thoughts from the evil spirit.
내 안에 머물면서.
It dwells. In you,
서서히 다른 사람을 고립을 시키고,
and little by little begins to isolate you.
그 생각을 가지고 그 생각으로 나를 끌어.
And later on, it grips you with those thoughts.
그래 다른 사람을 고립되면 고립될수록,
and the more isolated you become.
그 생각 속에 사로잡히는 거예요.
The more captured he becomes in those thoughts.
그 생각 사로잡히고 그 생각 끌려가다 보면.
And while he is dragged around by those thoughts.
거의 대부분 범죄.
Then most people end up committing crime.
내가 그 범죄한 자들 이야기 저도 이야기 해봐요.
And so I go to the prisons and talk to the people who have committed crime.
그들이 뭐라고 말하냐면.
And what they tell me is.
아 목사님 저는 그날 내 정신이 아니었어.
A pastor at the time, I was not in my right
내가
mind.
내가 왜 이래 난 알 수 없어요.
I had no idea why I acted like that.
난 분명히 그러려고 안 했는데.
Surely I was trying not to be like that.
그런 생각들이 우리 마음을 많이 많이 끌어.
But those kinds of thoughts lead our hearts so much.
그래서 여러분 범죄하거나,
so whether it be committing crime,
이혼하거나,
or whether it be divorce,
불행하게 되는 경우에,
or whether it be turning miserable,
거의 100%가,
almost 100%,
그런 생각이 내 마음에 나를 끌어가면서 나를 그렇게
It is those thoughts coming into you and dragging you along makes you become like that. So everyone, as you live your life, you have to objectively, precisely think this through. Is this my thought? Or is this a thought put into me by some other spirit? You have to distinguish. And it seems like it's really nothing. But once you distinguish them, you can tell the difference. And this is the reason you need to learn mind education. And so people who run into life without learning mind education, whenever thoughts arise in them, they're just dragged by those thoughts. But people who have received mind education, Oh, wait a minute, this is different from my thoughts. And some people are like this. Oh, I want to gamble. And after they gamble, what happens is, you know, you pull on the machine. And then you lost some money. You lost again. You lost money again. And that's a person who did really well. He lost five times. And then he played again. And the coins came pouring out. If a gambler experiences that once, that's all he remembers in his mind. If I pull this time, it's
going
to come pouring out again. And it didn't work. I'm
going to
win next time. I'm going to win next time.
그러니까 이제 도박을 하는 거예요.
That's why they continue to gamble.
이제 그 생각이 나를 그렇게 끌어가고 있는 거예요.
And it is their thoughts dragging them that way.
그래서 그 생각이 늘 속에 있고.
And those thoughts always deceive them.
돈을 잃지만.
And even though they lose money.
이번 하면 될 것 같고.
If I do this, I'm going to win.
이번 하면 될 것 같고.
If I do this, I'm going to win.
그런 마음들이 일어나요.
Those kinds of hearts arise in them.
You
know, as I'm in prison,
I
met a lot of drug addicts.
또 이제 우리 IYF에서 그 브라디카프카스라고 하는 러시아 지역에서
And then in an area called Vladikavkaz in Russia,
마약 중독자들이 많이 마음을 바꿨어요.
Many drug addicts there changed their hearts.
게임 중독자들이요.
Many game addicts.
그래서 여러분들 속에서
So from within you,
정확하게 알아야 하는 거예요.
What you have to precisely know is,
자, 예를 들어서
Now, for example,
쥐가 있다고 해요.
Suppose there's a rat.
쥐가 있습니다.
There's a mouse.
쥐는 우리보다도 지능이 훨씬 뒤떨어져.
The mouse's intelligence is much lower than ours.
그렇겠죠?
Right?
그 쥐를 잡으면 되냐면은.
So what should you do to catch a mouse?
쥐가 좋아하는 음식을.
You get some food that the mouse wants.
그 쥐약을 넣어요.
And put some rat poison in it.
그래가지고 쥐구멍 앞에 놔.
And then put it in front of the rat hole.
그 쥐는 IQ가 낮기 때문에.
And the mouse's IQ is so low.
지구 밖에 나가니까.
And then once it comes out of the hole.
맛있는 음식 있는 거예요.
It sees a delicious food.
이게 뭐 사람이었다 그 정도 머리 안 돌아.
You know, a human put it there. You can't think of all that.
그래 막 집어 먹어요.
And so rat takes it and eats it.
그리고 쥐가 죽어.
And then the rat dies.
맞죠?
Right?
근데 만일 쥐가 사람 정도의 지능이 있다면.
If the rat had human intelligence.
이상하네.
This is strange.
우리 주인이
our master
왜 이렇게 맛있는 음식을 내 집 구멍 앞에 놔뒀을까?
Why would the master put food in front of my hole?
틀림없이 날잡 쥐약을 넣은 걸까?
I surely must have rat poison.
아 이것을 찬장에 열고 들어가서
You know, if I go into the cabinet and look for this,
주인은 음식 하게 쓰거나 봐야지.
You know, let me see if he uses this in his own food.
우선 일이 날는지.
No, but let me see what he does with it.
쥐가 그 정도 되면,
if the rat has that much intelligence,
여러분, 쥐약할 사람 못 잡고 사람이 죽어요.
You know, the people would not be able to catch the rat, people would die.
이제 그런 게 사고의 능력인데,
and so that's the power of thinking.
이제 우리는 사람이기 때문에,
because we are people.
내가 생각하는 생각이나 이런 조금만 생각하며 보면
and if we just think of the thoughts we have just a little bit
쉽게 발견할 수 있는 것이
what we can easily discover is
아, 이 생각은 내 생각이 아니야.
Ah, these thoughts are not my thoughts.
악령이 나를 멸망으로 돌아가게 하려고.
Ah, the evil spirit trying to lead me to destruction.
날 망하게 하려고.
Evil spirit trying to destroy me.
날 이혼하게 하려고.
Trying to make me get divorced.
이런 생각을 넣는 거야.
That's why he's putting these kinds of thoughts in me.
이해가죠?
Do you understand?
그걸 생각하면 금방 알 수
And when you think about it, you can recognize things very quickly. But people who have not received mind education, they just follow whatever thought they get. Where did this thought come from? Oh, I'm trying not to gamble. No, what's going to happen if I gamble? I'm trying not to do drugs. I'm trying not to play the game.
악령이 넣어주는 생각이네.
Oh, this heart of wanting to play the game. These are thoughts from the evil spirit.
난 이거 따라가면 큰일 나.
If I follow it, it's going to destroy me.
이렇게 조금만 생각해 보면.
In that way, if you think just a little bit,
어떤 일이 나냐면,
what will begin to happen?
여러분 이런 많은 생각 가운데서,
of the many thoughts that you have,
이건 아무래도 악령이 넣어주는 것 같아.
I'm sure this is a thought from the evil spirit.
이거는 악령 내 생각이야.
Ah, this is the evil spirit's thought.
그걸 이제 구분할 수 있는 능력이 생겨.
You get the ability to tell the difference.
처음에는 구분이 안 되지만.
At first you cannot tell the difference.
계속해서 이야기를 생각을 하고 생각하다 보면.
When you continually think about it and think about it.
여러분 속에서 일어난 생각하고.
The thoughts that arise inside of you.
악령이 넣어주네 전혀 달라.
And the thought the evil spirit puts in you are completely different.
이해가십니까?
Do you understand?
첫 번째 이해 안 가도.
Even though you don't understand it in the beginning.
한 번 만나고.
When you meet once.
두 번 만나고.
When you meet twice.
세 번 만나고.
When you meet three times.
그러면서 아 이건 악령이 주는 거구나.
Through it you realize, ah, this is from the evil spirit.
여러분 군대 가면은.
You know, when you go to the army.
밤에.
At night,
낯선 사람을 만나.
You know, you meet strange men.
근데 적인지 우리인지 구분하는 방법이.
But there's a way to tell apart if it's the enemy or the ally.
있을까요?
Would there be a way?
잘 없죠.
Not really.
그래서 군대에서는.
So in the army,
6.25사변 때는.
During the Korean War,
전투를 하다가.
During the fighting,
이번에 잠을 자요.
You know, you go to sleep.
잠을 자다 옆에. 군인 있는 거예요.
And next to you is the soldier.
이게 적인지 우리 군인지 그걸 구별해.
And you have to tell apart whether it's the enemy or your ally.
안 그러면 큰일 나지 그죠?
Otherwise you're going to be in big trouble.
근데 6.25 때는 어떻게 구분했냐면.
And so during the Korean War, how did they tell the difference?
국군들은 다 머리를 길렀고.
And so the southern soldiers had all long hair.
이민군은 머리 다 빡빡 깎았어.
And then the northern soldiers had shaved heads.
자다 이제 머리 만져봐요.
And so you touch their head while you're sleeping.
틀림없이 머리 빡빡 이건 이민군이에요.
And if it has short hair, it's the northern soldier.
그 구분 정하고 앞이야 구분돼요.
And that's how you tell apart between your friend and your enemy.
틀림없이 이민군 머리 짧고.
Surely the northerns have short hair and the southern soldiers have long hair.
그다음에 그 육군 보면 암호가 있어요.
And then there's codes from the military headquarters.
그래서 암호가 매일 저녁에 육군 본부에 내려와요.
And the code, the secret code, password is given every night from the headquarters.
암호 딱 하면은
When you say password,
오늘 저녁에 암호가 뭐지?
What's tonight's password?
자동차.
Car.
그 저 뭐 육군 본부에 내놓은 그걸 딱 얘기해.
And so you have to say what the headquarters told you.
그걸 이야기 못하면
if you cannot say it,
적인 거예요.
It's the enemy.
근데 이제 그 한 번은
but one time,
이제 딱 군인 보조했는데,
you know there was a soldier standing guard.
그날 암호가
the password that night
열쇠예요, 열쇠.
Was key.
열쇠인데.
Was key.
그래서 이제 경상도 보통 하면 열쇠라고 그러는데.
And so 열쇠 is key in Korean. 열쇠.
그 어디 전라도 어디에는 열쇠를 쇠때라 해요.
And so you say 열쇠, but in the other parts of Korea, they call it 쇠때, piece of metal.
똑같은 열쇠 전라도 어디 그런데.
That also means key.
총 암호.
Password.
열쇠 해야 하는데.
He's supposed to say 열쇠.
쇠때 그래.
But he answered 쇠때. And he was about to shoot him with the gun. I say it's 세 때.
그런데 이제 암호를 가지고 적과 우리 국군을
So with the password you could tell whether it's your enemy or your friend.
그 매일 저녁마다
So every night
육군 본부에서
From the army headquarters.
어제 아무 뭐다
Tonight's password is this.
어제 아무 딱 딱까지
Tonight's password is that they tell you every day.
전투 중에 저걸만 아무
In the middle of the battle, password.
딱 얘기하면은
And when you tell them
모르면 소문 죽이
If you don't know it, you shoot him, you die.
그래서 이제 아군하고 적을 구분한 방법이 분명히 있어요.
And so there's a clear way to tell the difference between the enemy and the friend.
자, 여러분 인생을 불행하게 가장 큰 원인은
Everyone, the biggest reason that makes your life miserable
악령이 여러분의 생각을 넣기
It's the evil spirit putting thoughts into you.
여러분들이 정말 행복하게 살려면
And for you to truly live happily
악령하고
the evil spirit
내 생각과 차이를
And your thoughts, you need to tell the difference between the two.
처음에 내 속에 그냥 생각이 떠오르는데.
At first, your own thoughts arise inside of you.
자 이제 가만히 생각해 봐요.
Let's think about it quietly.
게임을 하는 사람들이.
People who play games.
게임을 하고 싶은 마음이 나지 그죠?
You know, they have the heart to play games, right?
그래 안 그래요?
Right?
또 게임하면 안 되겠다는 생각이 일어나.
And they also have the thought, I should not play games.
맞아요.
Right?
왜 게임하면 안 되죠?
Why shouldn't they play games?
아, 공부를 해야 하는데.
I need to study.
너무 게임 공부를 못 해서.
Because of the games I couldn't study.
너무 오래 있었어.
I stayed in the
그만해야 돼.
I better stop.
저 그래요.
That's how they feel.
난 게임을 그만하려고 해요.
I tried to stop playing the game.
그렇죠?
Right?
어떤 여학생은 대학교 다녔는데.
And there was a girl she attended college.
6개월 동안 학교도 안 나와도 PC방에 만들어.
For 6 months she never went to school. She only went to the PC room.
그 여학생은 마음에 결심했어요.
And that girl she made up her mind.
난 게임을 하지 말아야지.
I'm gonna stop playing games.
게임하지 말아야지.
I'm not gonna play games.
게임하면 이제 대학 졸업 못해.
If I play games, I cannot graduate college.
난 망해.
It's gonna destroy me.
이 여자 뭐 하려고 그래? 게임 안 하려고 그러지 그죠?
But what did she want? She did not want to play the game.
난 게임을 안 하려고 하는데.
She was trying not to play.
게임하고 싶은 마음이.
But the heart to play arose in her. I'm trying not to play,
그 마음이 일어나면,
but if that heart arises in
그
you,
마음, 내 마음하고 다른 거예요.
That heart is a heart different from yours.
내 마음 아니구나.
But this is not my heart.
악령이 넣어주는구나.
It's a heart from the evil spirit.
여러분 조금만 이 마인드 교육을 받고,
so if you receive this mind education just a little bit,
생각을 해보면,
and if you think,
여러분 지금까지 몰라서 그렇지.
It's because you didn't know it until now.
악령에 속아서.
You deceived by the evil spirit.
죄도 짓고.
You commit sins.
나쁜 짓도 하고.
You did evil things.
그런 데가 참 많아요.
A lot of people live that way.
그런데 이런 걸 조금만 공부해 들어가면.
But if you study these things just a little bit.
아 이건 악령이 오는 거다.
Ah, this came from the evil spirit.
악령이 나에게 이렇게 하는 거. 그걸 조금 조금 구분이 가요.
Evil spirit is telling me this. You can tell the difference little by little.
그것이 정확하게 구분이 되면.
And when you clearly tell the difference.
아만 전혀 아니야. 가.
You can say, hey, evil spirit, leave.
그러기 때문에 거의 불행한 일은.
And the most miserable thing
악령의 생각에 끌리면서 불행해져.
Is becomes from being led by the thoughts of the evil spirit.
이혼하는 경우,
divorce,
자살하는 경우,
suicide.
그 외에도 불행한 모든 방법은 악령으로부터.
And all the ways of misery is from the evil spirit.
여러분 이런 마인드 교육을 조금 하게 되면,
and so when you have this mind education little by little,
어떻게 여러분 발달되냐면,
and you become advanced in what?
저도 그런 생각 많이 들어와요.
I used to have so many of those thoughts too.
악령이 주는구나.
Oh, this is from the evil spirit.
그 생각 정확히 알아.
And I got to know it clearly.
그 따라가면 안 되겠지, 그죠?
I should not follow this, right?
그래요, 안 그래요?
Isn't that right?
그러면서 여러분 속에 불행한 일을
And through it, you can stop the miserable things from you.
이해하십니까?
Do you understand?
이해가요?
Do you understand?
자, 질문이나 질문합니다.
Raise your hand if you have a question.
예, 여기 마이크 좀 갖다 주세요.
Do you have a mic?
손 들고 계세요.
Do you have a question?
예, 저 마이크. 아, 실수. 자, 손도세.
Raise your hand if you have a question.
예, 저쪽 뒤에.
Way in the back.
예, 말씀하세요.
Go ahead.
Ok, moi ma question est, et depuis qu'on a commencé le camp, Pasteur Park ne cesse de parler de mauvais esprit, mauvais esprit. Bon, ma question est, Apôtre Paul avait dit dans la Bible, que ce n'est plus lui qui vit, mais
네, 목사님께서 악령에 대해서 말씀하셨는데요.
Pastor spoke about the evil spirit.
Go ahead.
Continue.
Et apôtre Paul avait dit dans la Bible que ce n'est plus lui qui vit, mais c'est Jésus-Christ qui est en lui qui vit.
사도 바울이 말하기를 더 이상 내가 사는 것이 아니요 내 안에는 주께서 사신다고 말씀하셨습니다.
Apostle Paul said, "It's no longer I live, but the Lord lives in me."
Et moi je pense que après le salut, Jésus-Christ est en nous.
그 저는 구원을 받고 나서 예수님께서 제 안에 살고 계신다고 생각합니다.
And after I'm saved, I know Jesus lives in me.
Mais si Jésus-Christ est en nous, pourquoi à chaque temps on parle de mauvais esprit vient nous tromper? Où est ce Jésus-Christ là et le mauvais esprit vient? Il trompe Jésus-Christ aussi bien que moi. Bon.
그런데 예수님께서 정말로 저희 안에 살고 계신다면 어떻게 해서 악령이 자꾸만 우리를 찾아오는지 그리고 어떻게 해서 악령이 저희를 자꾸만 속이는지 이런 것에 대해서 알고 싶습니다.
But if Jesus is living inside of us, I don't know how other evil spirit can influence us and continue to work upon us.
그건 악령의 취미가 그거예요.
That's evil spirit's hobby.
악령은 예수님도 시험했어요.
Evil spirit even tried to tempt Jesus.
맞죠?
Right?
그렇기 때문에 그걸 뭐 악령이 지가 그렇게 하는 우리가 하지 말아라 말도 안 듣고.
You know, the evil spirit acting like that, you tell him not to, he still does it.
근데 내가 얘기하는 건.
But what I'm saying is.
악령이 왜 자꾸 그러는지 모르지만.
I don't know why the evil spirit keeps doing that, but.
수천 년 역사도 악령 그 일을 했어요.
But thousands of years throughout history, that's what the evil spirit did.
그래서 악령 보고 하지 마라 그래가지고.
But you tell the evil spirit to stop it.
안 하면 얼마나 좋겠습니까?
And if he would stop, that'd be great.
악령이 내 말 안 듣죠.
But the evil spirit doesn't listen to me.
근데 여러분이나 내 말 들으세요.
You know, but you can listen to me.
내가 가르치는 건.
What I'm teaching is.
악령 그렇게 한다.
That's what the evil spirit does.
Dude,
let's not be deceived by it.
방법을 가르치는 겁니다.
That's what, that method is what I'm teaching.
악령이 그래 안 하면,
if the evil spirit does not do that,
이 강의 안 해도 돼요.
I don't have to give these lectures.
그러면 계속 할 거예요.
But the evil spirit's going to continue.
나한테도 많이 해요.
He does a lot to me too.
저도 더 자주 속고,
and we're often deceived.
시간이 성경 알면 알수록,
but the more we know the Bible,
드러나게 되는 겁니다.
You become freed.
이해가시죠?
Do you understand?
예.
Yes.
그렇습니다.
That's right.
확실히 이해가요?
Do you understand for sure?
예.
Yes.
또 다른 질문이 있습니까?
Any other questions?
예. 없죠?
No, right?
잘 이해되십니까?
Now, do you understand?
잘 이해돼요.
Do you understand?
그럼 내가 질문을 좋겠습니까? Yeah. 내가 질문해도 좋겠습니까?
May I ask, is it okay if I ask you a question?
예.
Yes.
좋습니다.
Okay.
점심 먹고 싶은 것 같습니다, 여러분이.
But it looks like you want to go eat lunch.
예, 마치겠습니다.
So we will finish.
정말 여러분 너무 젊고 아름다운 젊은이들인데.
You know, you are very young, beautiful people.
나는 정말 좋은 청소년들이.
The really good youths.
악령에 빠져서 고통하고. 인생을 망치는 걸 수없이 봤습니다.
I saw many times them falling into the evil spirit, falling into pain and suffering.
근데 이번 이 캠프에서는
So during this camp,
제가 얼마 전 출판 기념회 때
And a while ago we had the publication ceremony.
악령에 관한 글을 썼습니다.
I wrote a book about the evil spirit.
그걸 여러분 좀 도움이 될 것 같은데.
And I think that book will be helpful to you.
여러분 그 악령의 유혹에만 벗어날 수 있다면
If you could be freed from the temptation of the evil spirit.
여러분 정말 인생을 행복하게 살 수 있어요.
Then truly you can live your life happily.
예, 오늘 여기서 마치겠습니다.
We will finish here today.
기도하겠습니다.
Let us pray.
거룩하신 하나님 아버지 감사합니다.
Our Holy Father God, we thank you.
세상 어디에도 알 수 없는 은혜의 비밀을
The secret of the grace of the word that we cannot find anywhere else.
성경책에 주님이 기록해 놓으셔서
God, you recorded it in the Bible.
우리 성경에도 악령이 있다는 걸 알았습니다.
And through the Bible, we realize there is the evil spirit.
악령이 우리를 파멸로 멸망을 끌어가는 것도 알았습니다.
We know evil spirit leads us to destruction and sabotage.
예수님 말씀하시기를
But Jesus said in the word
마귀를 대적하라고 했습니다.
To go against the devil.
우리 악령에서 배워서
Let us learn about the evil spirit.
내 육신의 욕망이나 정욕을 따라
And we follow the desires of our ambitions.
악령을 따르지 말고
Let us not follow the evil spirit.
예수님의 사랑을 받아서
Let us receive the love of Jesus. Jesus,
예수의 평안이,
the peace of Jesus,
예수의 축복이 우리 모두 젊은에 임하고,
and may the blessing of Jesus be upon all of our youth,
우리 사회와 우리 나라가,
so our societies and our country,
예수를 복되게 주시기 바랍니다.
Let them be blessed through Jesus.
우리 아기 배우는 악에 가는 이야기,
these words about the evil spirit that we learn,
배워서,
let us learn it,
우리 속에 있는 모든 불행을 막고,
and block all the misery that arises in us,
모든 저주와 불행을 막고,
let it block all the curse and misery,
같은 가치는 삶을 살게 주옵소서,
and let us live a worthwhile life.
감사를 드립니다.
We thank you.
예수 그리스도 이름으로 기도합니다.
In the name of Jesus Christ, we pray.
Amen.
Amen.
여러분 감사합니다.
Thank you, everyone.